Hello, it's Deanna Bartolini. I am going to reflect on Sunday, August 29th's readings with you, 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And our readings today really all come together, I think, with the same underlying message. In the first reading, which is from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is reminding the people that they need to hear and observe the statutes and decrees that he teaches them so that they can live in the land that God is providing for them. Then, in the responsorial psalm, which comes from Psalm 15, we say, "The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord." Second reading is from the letter of James. And here, two things I want to point out. The word of God, the word has been planted in you and is able to save your soul. And then it goes on to say in James, be doers of the word, not hearers only, deluding yourselves. So it's not just about hearing the word, it's about living the word, which Moses told to the people. David in Psalm 15 says that when you do justice, you will live in the presence of the Lord. Not one who knows about justice, but one who does justice. And then we come to our gospel, which is the gospel of Mark. The Pharisees and scribes have come from Jerusalem and they are with Jesus, and they notice that Jesus' disciples do not follow the same cleanliness rules that they do. And so they comment on this, and Jesus calls the Pharisees hypocrites. He uses the words of Isaiah and he says, "People honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. Disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." And so again, what is happening? Jesus is saying, look, yeah, I understand there are rules, but those rules that you made up, they're human rules. They are not doctrine. And when you put those human rules above doctrine, you are not honoring me. You are not worshiping me. You are acting one way and saying another way, right? And that's the whole problem with many, many people in this world. And that is what we as Christians, as Catholics, are called to not do this. We must know the word, we must speak the word, and we must act on the word. We can't know the word, tell other people about the word, and then do whatever we want, disregarding what we're saying to other people. So when it says in the letter of James that we should welcome the word that has been planted because it is able to save your soul, and then be doers of the word, not hearers only. That's our call. That is our call to live out the word of God. Live out the word of God. And that's what Jesus is saying to the Pharisees and scribes who are questioning him. Don't worry about those human precepts. Worry about the word of God and what he wants you to do. And so that is our challenge for this week, is to read these words of scripture, take them into our heart, let them be planted in our soul, and then let us live them out. Let us live them out as fully and as practically speaking as we can, living the life of a Christian that God calls us to live right now, wherever we are. My prayer is that we are all able to be doers of the word.